do you know what an algorithm even is? To make sure today, we are joined by Dr. Mohammed Ikram, a lecturer in cybersecurity at the Faculty of Science and Engineering at Macquarie University. Good morning, Mohammed.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Now, put simply, how would you describe what an algorithm really is?
Okay, so in layman term, algorithm is basically a step-by-step process to solve a problem. As you mentioned, like in the morning, if you check your email, so the email, let's suppose the small software is requesting some servers and it follows some process or protocol. That is governed by some sort of process, and we call that process as algorithm. So to put simply, algorithm is basically step-by-step process to solve a problem.
And you've described it as a bit like making an omelette. I really want to know about this analogy. How is it like making an omelette?
Okay, so when we wake up and want to have our breakfast, we normally, like majority of us basically would try to have omelette in the morning. And omelette, preparation of omelette is also a step-by-step process. For instance, you need some ingredient, you follow some process, you take egg, you smash it, and you make a fire or maybe turn on your oven or maybe like fry pan, and you put that scrambled egg with some sort of, you know, vegetables or maybe onion and things like that, and then you put it on the stove or maybe like oven for a couple of minutes. And then you have like, after a couple of minutes, you have like the final product, which we call omelette, and we can eat it. So like preparing the omelette from the egg and the raw ingredient to final product is basically a step-by-step process. And this is how algorithms works. Like we have raw data or raw input from user, and it follows step-by-step process to eventually give us some final answer. For instance, like email, we just give our email address and password, and eventually it shows our inbox or our sent message and so on. That also follows step-by-step process. So that's basically an analogy that normally I give to people to understand how, like, what is an algorithm and how algorithms take inputs to get the final answer or solve a problem.
You're making me hungry, but it makes sense that it's kind of like following the recipe or the step-by-step process of an algorithm.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about different types of algorithms, in layman's terms, what's the difference between a simple algorithm and an advanced algorithm?
So by mean advanced algorithm, like simple algorithm could be, let's say, that you want to search certain items. Like, let's say that if you want to search, let's say, your country code or maybe like your address in address box, or maybe let's say that you would try to find out, you know, like your friend list or maybe like a contact person to call him or her from your contact list. So that could be a simple algorithm that uses some simple search algorithm to find out the required or the required contact in among the list of the contacts. So that could be termed as a simple algorithm. While advanced algorithms require or follow some more complicated or more steps to solve some problem. Like for instance, machine learning algorithms could be termed as advanced algorithms because it requires a lot of different small subset of algorithms to solve a problem. Like for instance, machine learning algorithms can differentiate between, let's say, a malware from a benign application or benign executable, and that follow very sophisticated and very complicated process to follow to differentiate between whether this software that we are using is malware or not. So like that basically my definition for the advanced algorithms.
And just quickly, because we do have to wrap it up soon, but I just wanted to quickly ask, how do you use algorithms in your own research?
So we use, in our research, we use machine learning algorithms to find out if there are any security or privacy issues if there is any security or privacy issues while we are using a web browser or mobile applications to access some online services. So machine learning algorithms help us to find out bad guys, to differentiate between bad guys and good guys, and that basically how we use machine learning like algorithms in general, and machine learning algorithm in specific to find out those answers.
Thank you so much for taking the time and explaining to us how algorithms are a little bit like omelets. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks a lot, Marlene. Thanks.